It's 25 minutes past 7 o'clock. We're still holding steady at 10 degrees. Joining us now in our studios from the Friends of the Northfield Public Library, we have Bill North and Kata Schwain. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, we've got
great to be back.
You have a big event coming up, and whenever we have Bill in here on one of the library events, it's always going to be a fun event.
he's
the fun part of the library, I think. We have a puzzle playoff coming up.
We have a puzzle playoff coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, tell us about it.
So, we began the puzzle playoff in 2019, and it was the brainchild of a board member, Nat Wilson, and he's been involved in each puzzle playoff, kind of getting it going, and essentially, it's competitive puzzle making. And so, we have selected a 500-piece puzzle. All the contestants get the puzzle wrapped up. And this event's going to be virtual this year. We did it virtually last year, and we can talk more about how that works. But there's the reveal, and then the puzzle playoff begins. And it's the person and the team who puts together their puzzle the fastest.
Wow, that sounds easier said than done.
It does. That's why I like saying it rather than.
You get
a team too.
That's true.
Yep. So up to six players can be part of a team. So you can have a family team, you can have a friend team, whatever you would like.
You can recruit internationally if you decide to. That's right.
Is there some type of amateur draft internationally? Or
Turns out that I don't know if there's an amateur draft, but there is a national jigsaw puzzle making association.
Is there?
There is. It got going, or certainly got a lot of energy during the pandemic when puzzle making became a very important activity for many people. And so there is a national association of jigsaw puzzle making.
Now, do you need to be a member of the organization?
No, you don't.
Amateurs are allowed in?
Amateurs are absolutely allowed.
Absolutely. Kids, it's a great family. I did it with my family last year. Super great family activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, it sounds like it. Now, how long does it take to put... I recently did a 500-piece puzzle of the Archer House next door. This before Christmas. And it kicked around for a week or two, but then one weekend I had some time. And once you get going on that, it's right. Kind of snowballs. It's hard to
right.
stop. So I put like 80% of it together in about 36 hours.
Right.
I'm guessing that time is not good enough to win.
Yeah, it's a virtual 2-week event. That's right. You have to really block out some time for this.
Oh,
real
man.
Dedication.
I'm going to have to start getting myself in better shape then, maybe for next year. Is that possible? How long does it take? I mean, can you do it in the afternoon?
The winner last year, I think, completed their puzzle in under 1 hour.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
You really have to caffeinate for this
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of fun. I can imagine putting that together
in an hour. These were people who were, I don't know if they had gone pro, but they were right on that edge of professional puzzle making.
Where the Professional Puzzle Association starts contacting
actually,
you.
Actually, it was from them that we learned about this. So we kind of got the sense of, okay, these people have brought their A game. People usually complete it within about 2 hours.
About 2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
and
pretty
for
impressive.
For the reason you talk about, that you kind of get some momentum going, and you've got a team of between usually about 3 to 5, and you just sort of begin getting into a rhythm. And so most people were done by about 2 hours.
I could see the benefit of having multiple people working on that just from the start, flipping over the pieces and
that's
sorting
right.
out, the sky from the building or whatever
exactly.
the case may be.
Exactly.
That's time consuming and
that's
not
right.
really the fun part.
That's right.
How do people do this? Who's we've established you can be an amateur at this. You don't
that's
need
right.
to be a pro.
Yep.
You can probably start practicing now that getting that's in right. shape.
Recommend yeah. that, yeah.
But how do they sign up for this?
So going to our website, the NorthfieldLibraryFriends.org, you can just look for Friends and Foundation of the Northfield Public Library, and we have it on our events page. And it's an online registration. It's $25 for the team you have. Mm-hmm. And we drop by a puzzle at your chosen puzzle-making location, wherever you want to get the puzzle, before the event. And then on the day of the event, you would need to open up a Zoom link that we'll provide, and essentially it can be on your phone or in your computer. It doesn't matter. But you're sort of one of the contestants on screen, and that's it. And then there are prizes for the top finishers, and sometimes not the top finishers, but the people who really did a good effort.
Now, this is going to be on Zoom, which I find very interesting.
Yeah.
If you're not competing in that, could you still partake in the Zoom thing just to watch other people do it?
Yes.
Is it a spectator sport?
It is a spectator sport. It's at the early stages of that. So
it'd literally be the most boring spectator sport, I think, maybe ever. I mean, right?
Like, I don't know.
It's got a long way to beat soccer in my book.
Oh, ouch.
Soccer is a great sport, and I loved playing it when I was a kid, and it's a great thing, but I can't watch it. not even on a Zoom
page. I think, though, that in some ways, the puzzle playoff is a human drama. It's a human drama. You're not watching the individual pieces. You're watching the teamwork, the ways in which people overcome stresses, strains, a need for snacks, all played out in real time before your eyes.
You need to start a cult.
Yell at one another. yell at their children.
I'm doing the sky.
That's right. It's a little insight, a little portal into
other people's
spaces.
You've had that part of the border the whole time.
Family dynamics. Yeah.
So it is possible to watch as a spectator. Mm-hmm. We had spectators the last year, and actually I was talking with one of them last night at a library board meeting, and what happened was his desire to participate became so overwhelming that he finally had to turn it off. It was just too much. And so, you know, if you even think you might want to participate, think about signing up.
All right.
And, yeah.
Get a team together. That how many teams did you have last year?
We had 25 teams.
25 teams.
We've raised it to 30 teams. Mm-hmm. And so we have spaces available. So if people are interested, sign up. All the proceeds go to support the public library. And it's just a fun event.
Katie, you told me your team came in fourth place last year.
Maybe I'm misremembering. trying to pretend we had greater glory than we did. But I remember it being, I did it with my two kids and my husband, and we had a great time. And it was the perfect thing in the middle of the pandemic, when you're just dying for some things to do, especially in the middle of March, where it's harder to throw your kids outside onto those hard or melting piles of snow. They don't seem to have as much fun there. to have something to do on a weekend, this puzzle gets delivered to your doorstep. You stay in your pajamas. You drink your coffee. You have something to do. It feels very wholesome and it's fun. I had a really good time.
It sounds like just a blast for the whole family and for friends, a group of friends as well. So, anything else you'd like to mention about the puzzle?
In order to deliver the puzzles, people should sign up by the 17th of March. And that way we can get the puzzle to you in plenty of time. The other thing, because we're delivering the puzzles, it's important that at least the person receiving the puzzle be in the sort of Northfield Public Library service area, or if you'd like to participate and maybe outside of that, just shoot us an email, and that information is on the web as well.
All
and
right.
And the puzzles come from our very own content.
That's right.
Yep.
Content has been a real supporter of the Puzzle Playoff, and it's been great to work with them.
All right. Now, can you tell us kind of anything about what the picture is going to look like? Is it a landscape? Is it a building? Is it people?
I can reveal this very important detail. I think. It will be rectangular.
Ooh, rectangle this year. That's a new twist.
Yeah, I know. Twist. Might have corners even.
I think I have already said too much.
Well, we thank you for saying too much, coming in and saying too much about this.
Thanks for having
us. I don't think you've blown it. I think you've done a great job. thank you so much. And once again, that is coming up a week from Saturday, which is the 19th. To register, you need to do that by the 17th, and you do that at the library's website?
At the Friends website. Friends and Foundation website, and that should take you right there.
All right. Best of luck. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Thanks a lot,
Jeff. That's Bill North and Kata Schwain here on 95.1 The Wad. We've got Rich coming in just a moment or so with local news headlines, state news with MNN. Here it is. It's